Pocket Money, written by Paul M. Levitt, narrated by Allison Morse. Reginald Bassett refused to give his son Ricky even a nickel. Although he spent money lavishly on himself, Reginald believed that nothing ruins a child so quickly as pocket money. When Ricky, who was 10 years old, explained that all the other kids on the block received an allowance, Reginald told him to get a job after school. "Earn your own money," Reginald instructed. "Then you won't have to ask for any." Reggie was quite convinced that if his son was to grow up big and brave in America, then he would have to learn that everything has a price, and everyone too. "Just enough for a movie and some popcorn," pleaded Ricky. "Money doesn't grow on trees," his father pointed out. "When I was your age, I made $5 a week running errands, delivering groceries, and cutting grass." "I'll pay you back," explained Ricky. "Don't borrow," said his father. "It only leads to debt." So Ricky found a job after school. He worked at an ice cream parlor where he managed to save $10. With the $10, he bought an old bicycle frame and some new parts. Fixing up the bicycle, he sold it for $50. With the $50, he started his own business, a window cleaning service. He bought a pail, rags, cleaning liquids, and various sized squeegees. Then he advertised in the local newspapers and had business cards printed, which he left in hundreds of mailboxes. In no time at all, people started calling him to have their windows cleaned. He worked hard and was courteous. Pretty soon, the telephone rang so often that his father complained. So Ricky bought a cell phone. Business boomed and profits soared. The money rolled in. Ricky was now working afternoons and evenings. He soon realized that he could earn a lot more money if he just dropped out of school and worked mornings as well. His classes seemed an obstacle to wealth. After all, he now had his own business. So he decided to quit. His father begged him not to leave school, but Ricky dropped out, saying he couldn't spare the time. "You have to go back," his father insisted. "Why?" asked Ricky. "So you can get a good job after you graduate," his father answered. "I already earn a lot of money," said Ricky. "You can earn even more if you finish school," his father explained. "I have enough," replied Ricky. "No one," said his father, "ever has enough. You'll see." "Well," said Ricky, "I might be willing to go back, but if I do, what's in it for me?" "What kind of talk is that?" asked his father. "Everyone," answered Ricky, "has his price." "That's what you taught me." "All right," said Mr. Bassett. "If you go back to school, I'll give you an allowance." "How much?" asked Ricky. Enough for pocket money," his father said. Ricky started to laugh. He laughed and laughed and laughed. He laughed so hard he had to hold his sides. He rolled on the floor from laughter. Mr. Bassett was furious. He shouted, "Either go back to school or leave this house." Ricky was now earning enough money to support himself, so he moved out. A few days later, he bought an empty lot on the other side of town. As luck would have it, a builder came along and offered to buy the lot for twice as much as Ricky paid. So he sold it. With the money, he bought stocks, which immediately increased in value. Soon he owned not only stocks, but also real estate, apartment houses, a chain of window cleaning businesses, and a beautiful car that he was too young to drive. For several months, Ricky heard nothing from his father. Then one day, Mr. Bassett showed up at Ricky's condominium. "Ricky," his father said, You've become a rich man, I mean a rich boy. Isn't it time for you to come home? I'm happy here, Dad. But you have no one to prepare your meals and look after your condo. Ricky smiled and explained, I have a cook and a cleaning man now. They look after those things. I see, said his father, lapsing into silence, as if he couldn't look Ricky in the eye. Something wrong? Asked Ricky. For a long time, his father didn't answer. Then he said, Could you lend me some money? I seem to be short this month. Money doesn't grow on trees, Dad. I'll pay you back, pleaded his father. Don't borrow, said Ricky. It only leads to debt. What would you advise? A, that Ricky lend his father some money. B, that Ricky return to school. C, that Ricky try to study and work at the same time. D, that Mr. Bassett not ask Ricky for money. E, that Mr. Bassett learn to save. F, that Mr. Bassett learn that the person who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing loses the respect of his children.